a group of pro-Palestine activists say their rights were violated by the SPVM and the way they were treated during a peaceful sit-in. And they want the charges against them dropped. I'm speaking of the protesters who occupied the lobby of the Scotiabank on Sherbrooke across from McGill in April of 2024. They were protesting the bank's investment in Israeli weapons company Elbit Systems. Now, that protest attracted public attention because the police arrested a journalist who was present, but protesters say that police kettling and charges of mischief have violated their right to peaceful protest. They're making this case during pretrial hearings, which started about 2 weeks ago and are set to finish late May. Now, to check in with what's been happening in the courts, we're joined by protester Eli Tarech El-Beshelani Lynch. Eli Tarech, thanks for coming on CKUT.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you've been in court for about 10 days arguing that your rights were violated by police during this Scotiabank sit-in. Can you tell me more about just what happened here?
Yeah, so we, as you mentioned, staged a sit-in at Scotiabank on April 15th, 2024. And 1 minute into our protest, we were locked in by the bank manager and the security guard. Not long after, the police showed up and then locked us in, did not unlock the doors, and so we were still locked in. And then they proceeded to make a line in front of us so that we couldn't move, and didn't tell us anything. As we asked multiple times what was going on, they wouldn't tell us. And then about two hours or an hour and a half into being locked in, they decided to arrest us.
Yeah, and charge you with mischief, if I'm seeing that right. Can you tell me about, how you're trying to now fight those charges in court and in this session of, it's not trial, right? It's pre-trial hearing. So you are making the case to the judge, but what you do now, if I'm understanding right, could affect whether or not that trial goes forward.
Yeah, exactly. So we were charged with mischief over $5,000. It's a criminal charge. It's one of the lowest criminal charges. And we are currently in court proceedings to bring forward what we call a charter motion or a charter challenge. And basically what we're trying to say is that our rights were violated. We were kettled during our protest. We were not allowed to leave. We were not, we were harassed by the police who mocked us throughout the whole process. And we are trying to convince, our lawyers trying to make a case for us in front of the judge that our charges should be dropped because we were mistreated in our protest, and that our charter, specifically our Canadian charter rights, were violated.
44 of you took part in this action, and 30 people had their charges dropped because they agreed either to do community service or pay a fine. So these are people who might agree with you and might say, yeah, the way that the cops treated us was not okay, but just, are not willing to go through the lengthy legal process. Like, you're just starting these hearings and it's been more than 2 years since the actual event. What has made you stick with it?
So I think when it comes to the last 14 of us who have wanted to stick to it, I think we've been aware of the fact that, these long proceedings are kind of, to some degree, intentional, so that to dissuade people from continuing to act, right? And I know a lot of people who ended up taking either the community service or the bylaw, the ticket, basically, for noise complaints. Some of those people had to, based on other things happening in their lives. And for those of us who stuck around, we kind of wanted to maintain that original reason for why we did this, to kind of think through, a lot of us are committed to being in solidarity with Palestinians and the Palestinian cause, and continuing to kind of be vocal and active. And I think part of that has fueled our energy to continue fighting this, to kind of always come back to why we did it in the first place, and the fact that we agree with what we did. We don't think what we did was wrong. And I think that fuels me.
We've seen various high-profile protests against Scotiabank over the years. You know, we've heard about Giller Prize, Gala. Mm-hmm. And at the end of all this, I mean, you guys are still in the courts, but Elbit Systems, the company that Scotiabank was investing in, the Israeli weapons company you were protesting, filings show that Scotiabank doesn't invest in them anymore. They've sold their remaining holdings in the company. I mean, after seeing this wave of protests, after these 2 years, how does it feel to both see the success of the protest movement you're in, but then sort of still be in the weeds of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite frustrating in some ways, you know, and also quite exciting, which is a funny kind of dichotomy. But I think when we first found out that Scotiabank had fully divested, which was, I think, in February of this year, a bunch of us were really excited because, like you said, like we participated in the sit-in as part of a larger movement, right? And so we didn't think, oh, we're the only ones who led for this to happen. It felt like, okay, great. Like people all over Canada have been protesting, and it worked, right? With the Giller Prize, they dropped Scotiabank as a sponsor. And so all those things are really exciting and show that like when people actually do something and stick with it, that we can create change, right? And then it's really frustrating because we are still in the court systems. And the fact that Scotiabank divested does not seem to be important within the Montreal Municipal Court System. The fact that that shows that we, like what we did was for a reason, that doesn't seem to matter. And so that part is quite frustrating.
And you're about halfway through these court dates. You're on a break with more to come in May. What are you looking ahead to as you are set to close out these pretrial hearings?
One thing that's been really great as well is like community support. We've had people show up in court to show that they care about this case and this cause. And that's been really helpful for us. And so as we come into the third week, which is May 11th to 15th, having people show up in person is really helpful, particularly like showing up for the morning or the afternoon and making it clear that there are witnesses to this case, that people do care about our case, and that shows something to the judge, right? That we're not kind of like 14 individuals without people who also support our cause or support the action that we did. So that's really helpful. And we also have a GoFundMe right now that's circulating in order to help us with the cost of our lawyers, because as many people probably know, lawyers are really expensive.
All right. Thank you for coming on CKUT.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Eli Terach El-Beshelani Lynch, one of the pro-Palestine protesters arrested at a Scotiabank sit-in last year, who is contesting charges of mischief with the argument that the SPVM violated their rights. You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.